ITV's News in Brief, vote counting is underway in Tunisia's first ever democratic elections. The Islamic and Ennahda party expects to win about 40% of the vote. The centre-left PDP party has already conceded defeat. Official results will be released Tuesday afternoon. Tunisians cast their votes to elect an assembly tasked with drafting a new constitution. Meanwhile, Libya's National Transitional Council has begun forming an interim government days after ousted ruler Muammar Gaddafi was killed. According to the council, an interim government is to be formed within a month. NTC leader Mustafa Abdul Jalil says Islamic Sharia law will prevail in liberated Libya. The U.S. has pulled its ambassador out of Syria over what it calls security reasons. Washington claims Robert Ford faced credible threats against his personal safety. Ford has drawn Syrians' anger after his visits to many rest of areas in a show of support for protesters. The leader of Iraq's Saad movement says the U.S. is trying to keep thousands of its troops in the country to continue its occupation. Muqtada al-Saad rejected continued presence of U.S. forces in Iraq as pointless. He said the Saad movement wants the full withdrawal of American troops. Afghan protesters have rallied in the capital Kabul in opposition to any U.S. military presence in their country beyond 2014. They voiced opposition to any deal that would allow the U.S. to set up permanent military bases in Afghanistan. Washington is negotiating a strategic partnership with Kabul beyond the withdrawal deadline. Also in Afghanistan, four U.S.-led foreign soldiers have been killed in the past 24 hours. A Polish soldier died of wounds he sustained in a roadside bombing in Ghazni province. Another foreign service member was killed in the country's south. On Sunday, two NATO soldiers lost their lives in the east and south. Tens of thousands of Pakistanis have rallied against U.S. drone attacks in their country. Angry demonstrators in the city of Peshawar called on Washington to end its deadly raids immediately. U.S. assassination drones in Pakistan's tribal zone have killed a large number of civilians. And in Turkey, rescue operations are underway searching for survivors of a powerful quake that has killed at least 270 people. Over 1,000 people have been injured. The death toll may rise as dozens remain trapped under debris. The city of Artish has been the hardest hit by the Sunday quake.